Michael, let's switch to the historical importance of this game. We talked with Chris Berman about it. We talked with Howie Long about it. We talked with Seth Joyner about it, that you have both black head coaches in this game, that for the first time a milepost has been reached. How important is that for measuring the progress of African-American athletes but also leaders in the superstructure of sports?
I think it's important. I think it's shown that African-Americans, of not just African-Americans, but many minority, has the same ability and the same capability of coaching and being successful as anybody else. Now, does that mean there are going to be more minorities hired? Who knows? But I just think that it does show that, you know, no matter what your race is or anything like that, that you can be successful. It's about the man. It's about the leader. And, you know, if it were just one coach, that'd be great. If it's, now that it's both, that's phenomenal. But I'm pretty sure that both of these coaches just want to be known as great coaches. They don't want to be known as or the African-American coach, because, you know, you don't define yourself in that way. I'm pretty sure they don't define themselves in that way as individuals. But I think for everybody else looking from the outside in, it is a great milestone. And I just hope that they can have continued success. And that, you know, at least, you know, one of them is going to win a Super Bowl now. And that's a great thing, too.
Len, you know, we talked a lot about Lamar Hunt's legacy, and I think with Hank Stram, Lamar Hunt's legacy can also be measured by the fact that they brought in so many of the outstanding black athletes into the AFL, which accelerated what was happening in the NFL. Tell us about this new historical development and what it means to you as you look back at the last 40 years.
Well, let's go back to what Michael's talking about, the two coaches in this. And it's great to see the two classy individuals, keep people with class, able to win some big ball games, and one of them's going to win the biggest game of all. But, you know, Hank Stram and Lamar Hunt, they were going after the best players. They didn't care what color they were. And the thing is that it turned out that they had some outstanding players, as you well know, with Kansas City there back in the 60s and early 70s. So it's coming to the front that you know, that the coaches, what's a good coach, you know, it could be green, and if you're a bad coach, you're a bad coach. But these two guys maintain their composure. Boy, I like to see that with both Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy. And even Tony Dungy would look like, with a lot of us thought, hey, this game is over with, he maintained his composure, and I think that rubbed off onto his players as well, and that's why they were capable of coming back.
Michael, and also when you work through an adversity of the highest proportion like this game, doesn't that make an opportunity for your team to have a quantum leap in confidence going into the Super Bowl?
Well, it just lets your team know that no matter how the Super Bowl starts out, no matter how the game's going, that you're never out of it. And, you know, that really was that showed how you're going to react throughout adversity. And those guys showed it no matter what. If this game jumps off, Chicago jumps up on them, like Chicago jumped up yesterday on the Saints, the Colts know, hey, we still got a shot to come back. So it's just going to be they're going to play for 60 minutes. Those guys are going to understand they have an opportunity to win that game no matter what the score and situation at any point in that game. And I think it definitely does boost your confidence. Now, one thing that I experienced in the Super Bowl and got to be careful of, too, there's a two-week break, you know, and within this
doesn't help.
It doesn't help. A lot of times it doesn't help. If you're a team that's beat up and you made it to the Super Bowl and you're beat up, it may help get some of your key players back on the field. But a lot of times, if you do have someone like a Rex Grossman or somebody who may not be that confident, and all for 2 weeks now he's going to hear about how they really don't think he's that good, sometimes it doesn't help your confidence going into the game. Sometimes players buy into the hype of what they're saying about one side or the other, and it does not help your confidence in that game. So I think whichever team can distance themselves from all the media fanfare, from getting caught up in the process of it, and who can just understand it, keep your head clear of the papers, stay clear of all this extra stuff that's now going to be thrown your way, and focus on what's at hand, that's going to be the team that handles it the best and wins. And I think that's going to be a reflection, too, in a lot of ways of the coaching.
Len, which coach do you think has the edge there in preparing his team to deal with the hype? That's the biggest challenge now.
Well, it is. And I think most players would like to maintain the same routine that they have. They play on Sunday, practice the next week, and play on Sunday again instead of having that additional week, because the additional week is all the hype that goes along with the Super Bowl. And it's hard to avoid it. I mean, it's all around you. Your family is there. All that stuff is going on. And the guys that are able to focus on what they're really there for, you know, has got the best shot at winning. I think, you know, when these two teams look at the two games were played yesterday, they're going to see the reason why they won. They're going to see that the reason they won was because people did their jobs when they had to do it, and the plays worked, because so many times most plays don't work because you give credit to the other team that, you know, either on offense or defense, that they're doing a good job. So the thing is, if you do your job, you can't worry about the guy next to you. He's got to do his. And if he doesn't, you know, that's the way it's going to go, and it's not going to be successful. But I think if you get all these guys on the same page and focusing on why they are there, because you always want to win the last game that you play, and hopefully that last game is a significant one, and that's what the Super Bowl is all about.